This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to continue lots of news here, and it's just been, we've been kind of all over the place in the last hour. I haven't really had a chance to focus on one story, because your calls are coming in, and that's always what I prefer. We like talking to you, because you always bring something to the table that we weren't expecting. Different topics than we were planning, and I like that. So we're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. We're going to start out here this hour, is hour number two, with Sam. He's calling us from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? First, I want to say there was a woman that called in a week ago speaking of talking about she got vaccinated and didn't decide to get boosted, and didn't decide to vaccinate her six-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to that woman that there are other people like that, like, everywhere. Everywhere you go, there will be people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. Kids are at zero risk from COVID.
Second thing I want to say is, Nobody, or Mr. Nobody, your name is awesome.
Thank you.
You are awesome. Yeah.
We agree, by the way. I love Nobody. He is awesome. I'm so glad that he's back here on Free Talk Live. He's smiling, by the way. He's got a big smile on his face. And
dumb grin.
And you'd moved. I remember your call a couple weeks ago, Sam. You'd moved up here during 2020. Were you paying attention? I mean, you're really young. I think you're just 10 years old or something right now. But you seem like way more with it than a lot of kids, even in their teenage years. Were you paying attention at all to the election in 2020 when Nobody ran for governor up here?
No, but I saw like somebody told me about the what's it called? The billboard or something.
Oh, the campaign signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have enough money for a billboard, but we did have some pretty cool campaigns.
I'm like, where did you guys have a billboard? You guys are keeping stuff from me.
Well, that said, we've
hard to hide a billboard.
I know. Like, where was this billboard?
There's actually been some talk in the New Hampshire Exit Group, one of the chat rooms that we have, about buying a New Hampshire Exit billboard of some sort. So
yes.
I actually did contact one of the billboard companies. Now, you can pay a lot for a billboard, or you can pay a little bit less for a billboard, and I found one that's a little bit less. It's actually the one on top of Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester. I contacted the people that own that. It's one of those digital platforms where, you know, it switches, right? So, like, every 8 seconds, there's a new advertisement that comes up. It's only, like, if you were to do a multi-month agreement with that, it's only $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And I don't think that's too crazy for, you know, a inner city, you know, high traffic kind of a billboard.
All I'm thinking is, but it's Manchester. It's only got 100,000 people.
Yeah, but there's people going in and out of there all day long.
That's true.
I mean, people come in for business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the big city, quote unquote, here in New Hampshire. The thing is, Sam, was there anything else you wanted to share, by the way, before we go off into billboard territory?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
What is your guys' opinion on Bitcoin maximalists?
Can you define a Bitcoin maximalist?
Yeah. Person who thinks who is based and thinks Bitcoin is the only coin, no poopy coins.
Thank you for the self-censorship there. I do appreciate that. I don't know if the term, you use the term based, which is kind of the internet slang. I don't know exactly what the definition of it is. Can you define based?
Yes. What? Non-fiat, meat-eating, anti-vax, anti-tyranny.
Yeah, so I don't know if I would define, so when you go to Urban Dictionary, for instance, and you look up based, it says it is the opposite of cringe. Based is a word that you use when you agree with something or when you want to recognize someone for being courageous or unique and not caring what others think. The opposite of cringe, sometimes the opposite of biased. In my opinion, a Bitcoin maximalist is not based. They are somebody who is, you know, they have a preference, and it is an irrational, I think, level of preference to the point where they're not even willing to consider any alternatives. They believe that Bitcoin is the one true cryptocurrency.
My response to a maximalist is the same as my response to any other monopolist, which is, you know, there is no area of the market that is best served by a monopoly, and Bitcoin itself is not able to scale to accommodate the entire market, and that's okay because it doesn't have to, because there's 1,000 other coins, and I hope that's the way it will stay.
I think I might have a different opinion on this. Okay. If it was the case that Bitcoin was actually evolving, because it's not necessarily in our interest. I mean, I think it's in our interest to have some competition. Don't get me wrong, but I don't necessarily know that I would be jumping off of Bitcoin if it had evolved, if it had, you know, done, you know, like it become Monero or, and, you know, it had been, they were working on stability and scaling and all these other problems. But the reality is they're not. It's just, it's this thing where it's like, okay, they're, you know, they talk about, what is it, the Lightning Network, and but they've been talking about it for years, you know.
There were it's coming, things, man. It's coming.
There were things that they could do.
Just three more years.
There were things that they could do that could have stopped it from becoming basically a useless, you know, coin.
Yes, but they didn't do
and
those things.
They didn't do those things in a timely and efficient manner. And I think if they had, you know, I think things would maybe be different today. I still don't think it would be, you know, I still don't necessarily think I would agree with them. A maximalist, because they, even if they had done that, fixed that one problem, they still probably wouldn't have fixed the, you know, the privacy problem. And I think that is, there's another use case for that, where at least, I think that, honestly, I think that's kind of the future, right? Like, so,
What's the future?
Privacy. You know, privacy.
I hope you're right, but again, the market's not valuing that as, you know, what they want.
I don't necessarily know that the market. The problem is with the market is doing what investors want, not necessarily what is valuable to consumers. I think when you see consumers using cryptocurrencies, they're not using what the market wants anyway. So, I don't know.
Henry Ford said if he'd asked consumers what they wanted, they would have said they wanted a faster horse.
That's true. Yeah, the people don't know what they want until you show it to them. Right?
Exactly.
You know, the other thing I want to point out about the maximalists is what it seems to me to be some pretty serious hypocrisy. On one hand, they say they value decentralization, right? Like, how can you be in favor of Bitcoin and not be in favor of the idea of decentralization, right? It's part and parcel of that.
Yeah.
But they want to only have one currency. And it's like, hello, what about decentralization? Utilizing the currencies and having a bunch of options in the marketplace and competition. What's wrong with that?
It's funny because it's because of what they did that it actually demonstrates why we need competition in the marketplace.
You mean what they didn't do?
That demonstrates why the sources were released in the first place. And, you know, I cannot imagine that Satoshi, okay, would have argued against the forking of Bitcoin at the end of the day.
Because why it's open source.
Right, that's why he released the code. It's the whole reason he released the code is to ensure that no matter what the people who were in control of Bitcoin did, if they didn't do what should be done and needs to be done, somebody else could.
Sam, did that answer your question? Thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. They're on the Seacoast. That's Sam. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more coming up on this new committee to study, or commission. There's a difference. To study cryptocurrency. Here in moments, you can join us. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Phones are open here. You can take control of the airwaves at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 800-516-1160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We're talking about cryptocurrency here a little bit tonight. And if you are new to the topic, yeah, it's 13 years, you know, we're 13 years into this experiment, but it's still not too late. Some people would say it's still really early, as a matter of fact. Like, if you think about how long gold or silver have been considered, you know, as money, you know, 13 years is dropping the bucket.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So. And if you look at the percentage of people who hold Bitcoin, there will be a lot more, or cryptocurrency in general. Let me not sound maximalist. if you look at the number of people who hold cryptocurrency, that number is going to grow a lot.
Absolutely.
In the future. And every time it grows, the value has to rise.
Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. They will teach you some of the basics, and there are some new concepts that you should get your mind wrapped around, like decentralization and blockchains. They go over those things over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started, and then you can start the process of learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency. If you're not brand new, though, and you want to get the latest news headlines, news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has them every day, and they do a great job reporting on the latest from the world of cryptocurrency, and it is a deep, deep, interesting world. So check it out at news.bitcoin.com. Chris, you were sharing a story with us about the New Hampshire governor calling for a commission to study cryptocurrency. I think they're calling it the Commission on Cryptocurrencies and Digital Assets. And this sounds familiar to me because I think all of us have gone to the previous committee that was studying cryptocurrency.
I definitely did. I went to more than one, I believe.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I don't know if you did, nobody, but
I haven't been to any of those.
I'm surprised that we didn't drag you along for those.
Yeah, I'm a little shocked too.
But maybe those were the years you weren't living in Keene.
Maybe you just don't remember.
Maybe I don't.
You sometimes forget about some of this stuff that we do. I mean, there's so much activism you're involved in.
It's true.
We have done many an appearance at the State House, so it wouldn't surprise me if at all.
I'm actually surprised when I bring something up that you don't remember, Ian, some piece of activism. I'm like, yeah, you were there. I know for sure.
So they're doing it again.
Yeah.
They're doing more studies, apparently, about cryptocurrency. And that's one of the things that's happening, by the way, this year is there's a particular free stater who's a state representative, Keith Ann. He was a good guy, great state representative, cares about liberty, and he's really into cryptocurrency, and he sponsored a few bills this year that are going to try to make New Hampshire as free as Wyoming as far as being a good place for businesses to come to who are crypto businesses and make it welcoming to them.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm still not sure I fully wrap my head around what Wyoming did that made it freer than New Hampshire.
There's a whole suite of legislation that basically paves the way, and I don't have off the top of my head what those things are, but essentially he took those pieces of legislation and introduced them all in this legislative session. They haven't been voted on by the full House yet, but I did see some of the voting results.
So we should be able to, there should be a committee hearing at some point on some of these, and we'll
there was a hearing that already happened a few weeks ago. So now the committees are voting on it. I think one of them got voted down, ITL, which is inexpedient to legislate. But again, that doesn't mean it won't pass the full House. Just probably means it won't pass.
Yeah.
The other one I think got sent off to a study committee. I think. So we'll see. And I guess this committee by the governor is going to, you know, help these state reps and state senators have a better grasp for why Wyoming's better than New Hampshire. New Hampshire's one of the better states.
It is.
It's probably the top five as far as crypto, maybe even number two, I don't know, as far as the crypto friendliness, but Wyoming's got it by a mile. That's why companies like Kraken moved their entire operation to Wyoming.
I think if I'm not mistaken,
Kraken's a big crypto exchange. Sorry.
I don't fully understand what it is Wyoming did, but I think if I recall correctly, it had something to do with banks.
It's called a special depository something institution.
Yeah, so it was very we don't have regulation here, but the banks are still regulated, and so somehow if you want to interact with
it's a special carve-out, a special type of bank that essentially a cryptocurrency exchange could open, and they have.
And I think, if I recall correctly, the legislation that we got passed may have only been applicable to businesses that deal with, like, selling cryptocurrency or something of that nature. So it might be that there's some other piece of legislation that we do need. I just don't fully understand, like, what exactly.
Yeah. So the way Keith explained it to me, I was in the State House the day that the hearings were happening, but I wasn't able to attend them. But I did stop him in the hallway and I talked to him a little bit. And the way he explained it was, you know, as you pointed out, Chris, what happened previously in New Hampshire was there was this piece of legislation that got passed that inadvertently started to regulate crypto a little bit in New Hampshire, and then we undid that. So the original commission to study cryptocurrency said, oh, we shouldn't have done this. And they recommended to the State House that we undo it, and so the State House undid that. And so basically there's not any kind of regulatory controls on cryptocurrency here, as I understand it.
Right.
So you would think, oh, great, that's the way it should be.
Right, so then what's the problem? Like, what do we need more
legislation? What he explains is, whether we like it or not as libertarians, corporations want to have some sort of a structure that they can do a thing in, right?
Yeah.
So like the special depository institution is like a special carve out for in the banking system that allows a cryptocurrency company to create their own bank, basically. That's my understanding of it. I'm sure it's more complex than that.
One of the fears I have, though, is that if you do this, does that mean anybody who doesn't follow, you know, operate within that structure, are they now committing a crime?
I don't know. I haven't read the legislation.
Yeah, so I mean, this is something I'm not sure if this is something I want to support.
I mean, if you create a bank, you're going to get targeted, right? Like, if you open up Chris's bank and you've got a vault in your house and you call it a bank, they're going to come after you, right? There's banking regulations
that
already
prohibit
that.
I don't think they're calling it a bank in Wyoming. They're calling it a depository or something like that anyway. So.
Yeah, but it's basically they're a bank, and they can do the things that banks do or whatever. Okay. But yeah, if you try to be a bank and you know they're gonna come after you for that if you don't jump through the hoops basically. So banking is highly regulated and this just basically allows things to happen that otherwise companies are just too afraid to do, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if they're gonna do something, it should just exempt as opposed to create a structure for, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
The problem is if they've already got a structure for banks,
but it's not a bank.
Well,
it basically is a bank, as I understand it.
Yeah,
under the current law, you mean?
Structure for banks, then it could well be that they have to add hooks to that structure so that.
Why can't we just exempt them from that legislation?
Well, because banking is highly regulated. I don't think you could just say, okay, well, now you can do, you know, be a bank without being a bank, and we're just going to leave you alone. Unfortunately, the Banking Commission, you know, their goal is to regulate. And so I would love to see them abolish the Banking Commission,
like
Chris, but that's
this.
Not – I know
I feel like
proposing
we did
that.
This for cryptocurrency businesses when we removed the authority of the banking New Hampshire Banking Department or whatever they call it from regulating cryptocurrency. Like, I feel like we could do the same thing just for – you know, repositories.
I don't know if I can explain.
It would be interesting to have you read the legislation and advance an opinion about it.
Yeah.
I think I did read some of the Wyoming legislation, but it's very, very like...
It's complicated, I'm sure.
It's banking terms that your average person's not going to understand. And I already understand some of those terms.
Yeah,
so.
Your average person isn't the target of this legislation. It's corporations who want to do certain things. And as you know, corporations are creatures of the state, and they only want to follow the rules. So they need rules to follow, is essentially what he had told me. This is a pretty...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. The White House is urging Americans to leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours, warning that they won't rescue civilians if Russia invades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan adding,
"What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message."
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. This is USA Radio News. 9 Arizona police officers are injured and a suspect is dead after a barricade situation. Sergeant Andy Williams of the Phoenix Police Department explaining how the suspect and victim knew each other.
"I know the relationship between the suspect that shot the police officers and the woman who was injured inside. They are former boyfriend and girlfriend. They have a child in common. I believe that child that was involved in this incident is their child."
Police responding to reports of a shooting southwest of downtown Phoenix. A woman was also shot and is fighting for her life, while Phoenix police say the suspect was found dead inside the home. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing 6 people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. He'll be in court again on March 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking a little bit about the confusing world of government regulations when it comes to cryptocurrency businesses and how to attract them into a political jurisdiction. And, I mean, I'm with you, Chris, that to me, what's attractive would be no regulations whatsoever. But unfortunately, the Liberty reps that we have, and, you know, God is bless what they do. They do amazing work considering the circumstances that they're in, which is to say they're in the minority, right? Like,
absolutely.
We might be at the very least 1/10 of the state house with approximately 40-some state reps that are free staters. There's probably a few dozen more that are pretty friendly to freedom. So maybe if you really push it, you could say we're a quarter of the state house that are relatively pro-freedom, but still that's not a majority.
Absolutely.
So
not.
You're not seeing any proposals to abolish the banking commission, which would be the ideal thing for a libertarian, you know, to do.
But we're going to need some more movers for that.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Exactly. Definitely need a few more movers. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that this legislation is going to be bad for freedom. I suspect it probably will be beneficial. It's just not I don't know if I like it. You know, it's not going far enough.
The problem is if there's a closed set of things that certain types of company can do,
yeah,
then you need legislation to open that set of things, to add another thing to yep. that set. And I think that's the situation that we've got now.
Yeah, I'm looking over the bill in question regarding these special depository institutions, special purpose depository institutions. And basically, they do banking kind of things without being called a bank. They can be applied.
I mean, wouldn't that be a money transmitter, though?
I'm sure they'll be considered a money transmitter, but that's a whole separate question. They can do banking-related things except for lending. They can't have natural persons as their customers. Only corporations can be their customers, apparently. Hmm. And they can apply to the Federal Reserve to be a member bank, so that would give them the ability to receive wire transfers and send wire transfers and things like that. But there was a story from the senator of Wyoming, or one of the senators from Wyoming, Cynthia Lummis, who is kind of like the crypto senator, basically, in the U.S. government, she wrote an article about how the Federal Reserve is refusing to process the applications.
I saw this.
By Kraken, and there's another one. There's another crypto company, Avanti, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I recall
there.
The companies.
But these two that have created the special purpose depository institutions in Wyoming are trying to get their Federal Reserve numbers or whatever so they can, you know, send wire transfers and all that. And they're just, the Fed has not moved on their applications. It's been a year, and apparently there's supposedly a legal obligation, quote unquote, for the Fed to process any application within a year. So they're purposely not doing. They're snubbing the crypto business.
I wonder if it would have been any different if Wyoming had created a state institution that would handle all wire transfers on behalf of banks in
like
the state.
Like a state bank, you mean?
Yeah, because then they wouldn't be able to.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It would. I mean, I guess they could still probably block a transfer. The Feds could still block a particular transfer. But the less information they have to do so, the harder it would be for them to do so, right? If everything had to go through a central state institution first in order to get to the federal system, right? I don't know.
Well, they couldn't cut off the crypto banks then without cutting off all of Wyoming.
Right, and that's the whole—that's the whole point. It makes them, it prevents them from basically punishing crypto or institutions that deal with crypto. Whereas right now, it's very easy because you have to apply still to the federal bank as an individual institution within Wyoming.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we can continue with whatever's on your mind. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up that, you know, the marketing network that I'm involved in, is that, you know, it's very environmental, and it saves plastic.
Sarah, I thought you weren't a distributor of that network marketing program that you've called about before. I thought you were just a customer.
I'm just a customer, but I help Richard. Richard is signed up, so I'm trying to get people signed up for him.
Because if you sponsor three and they sponsor three and they sponsor three, then you'll make $1 million, right?
Well, I don't know about $1 million.
You'll be a diamond distributor. They'll give you like a boat and a house and a car and a vacation.
Fit in with the communism.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to create a capitalist exploiter of the people?
Well, the thing is, I'm in a capitalist country, and that's the model that I have. The products are very concentrated. So it saves on fossil fuel, on gasoline, because it takes a lot more fuel to haul water. And you can put it in a small plastic bottle, you save plastic.
Is this Amway?
No, that is, that's not Amway. So,
are you trying to sell us on water? On like plastic water?
No,
like
she's
bottles?
Trying to sell you on their concentrated solutions because
dehydrated
it's more efficient.
Water.
Concentrated water?
Yeah, no. She's got potions, right? She's got potions and she's got chemicals and soaps or whatever the hell it is.
Okay.
Oils, essential oils. She's got all kinds of stuff that she wants to put into.
Aren't you on like welfare, like social housing or something like
that? She moved out of the welfare.
Jam. Oh, she did.
She did. Used to live in a welfare house, but she doesn't now.
Okay, well, that's a step up then.
Yeah.
Well, I I get SSI, so I get about $800 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a disability. It's a, I have bipolar, but so I cannot make money, but Richard could make money. I just help him out. But what I'm saying is that
I still don't buy your claim that you cannot make money, Sarah. It seems to me like you're trying pretty hard here to, you know, earn a little bit of income to bring in some bacon.
Yeah,
so to speak.
I mean, I want to say something about people with bipolar for just a moment. I've had employees that were bipolar, and I will say that.
And you fired them all.
I didn't fire them. I didn't actually. They left on their own. But I will say that I don't think it's impossible for somebody with bipolar to make money.
Yeah.
The problem is that they can be unreliable, I think is the best way to phrase it. Because if you're going from having one mood to another mood, you might not show up for work. And that's something that's usually desirable in an employee. But that doesn't necessarily mean that somebody with bipolar can't make money. It just means they can't as easily work for maybe
another person,
individual or another company.
Mm-hmm.
They may need to go into work for themselves and have more, leeway with the work that they perform.
But they can do things.
Right.
She's acting like she can't do anything. What's that, Sarah?
I mean, bipolar people are very, very unpredictable. But, you know, this is not, I'm not making money off of it. I'm just hoping Richard, he's the one that's making money.
Is
you know,
he making money?
I mean, the thing, I'm not making any money because I'm not.
How long has he been a distributor?
Well, actually, he's been involved in it for about a year and 3 months.
Okay, and what level is he?
Well, the thing is that we're just customers, and we have four people under us.
Four people?
Those are not the one that we signed up. It's the people that we have about 30 spots that we could have.
How did the four people get under you if you didn't sign them up?
Oh, man.
Well, the thing is that you could have people that signed you up the upline.
Yeah.
They could put people like about 30 spots under your line.
Oh, I see. So he's getting the upline's doing the work, and they're stacking people under him. That's pretty sweet. So he doesn't even have to do all the work to get people underneath him. Well, good luck with your potions, Sarah. Appreciate it. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe she'll be kicking it on the island after they get the free cruise from their diamond distributorship someday.
Oh, man.
You can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about cryptocurrency and politicians acting like they're being friendly to it or open-minded about cryptocurrency. But are they really?
Yeah, doubt it.
There's actually news about the so-called pro-crypto mayor of New York City that we can get into coming up here in a moment. But with you tonight, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And what we've been discussing here, it has been that the news is that in our very own New Hampshire, which is fairly crypto-friendly as far as things go, there aren't specific prohibitions here like there are in New York, for instance, where there's something
New York City.
Yeah, there's, well, in this case, all of New York State, where there's the so-called bit license they put into place back in 2015, if I recall correctly, that has made New York the least friendly state for cryptocurrency businesses. New Hampshire has been pretty hands-off when it comes to crypto, but the state of Wyoming has passed certain legislation that has sort of paved the way for crypto businesses.
Sweeten the deal.
Yeah, to feel more comfortable coming there. And so we've seen a major crypto exchange called Kraken migrate their business over to Wyoming, and they've started one of these sort of banks, but not banks, special purpose depository institutions there. And so here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire legislators that are into crypto, a lot of them are free staters, have put forward three pieces of legislation this year. One of them's about the special depository institutions, and there's a couple of others that have to do with crypto. So we'll see how those pan out. But meanwhile, Chris, you had a story about the governor here in New Hampshire has called for another commission to be formed to study cryptocurrency, and this is after there was already a commission, like in 2016, I think, that they formed to study cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That you and I have, Chris, testified in front of in the past. That footage, by the way, is over the Free Keen YouTube channel. So if you're interested in watching boring commission footage, you know, you can do that.
I honestly didn't think it was that boring.
Well, it's because you're interested in the topic.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, as far as like
some of the state reps have a tough time staying awake in their own committees. So,
yes.
By definition, they're pretty dull.
I think as far as like hearings, committee hearings or whatever, that you're going to go to and listen to and find interesting. I felt like that was actually kind of interesting. I've spoken at a lot of other, you know, hearings, mm-hmm. and a lot of times it's really, really boring stuff.
No doubt.
You know, this one was kind of interesting, I think, especially at the time, because, like, oh, I find out my reps are already using crypto. They have wallets. Like, at the time, that was amazing. Like, I didn't know any of the representatives had crypto wallets or Bitcoin wallets or whatever it was that they had.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few of them that do.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Excluding just the free staters, who are obviously already into it, but there's even some others that are into crypto.
Right, and that, like, I thought that alone was, you know, made that hearing very interesting to go and hear.
Indeed.
And then there were reps that were actually in favor, like, speaking in favor of it. Like I don't know, but, you know, if there's, I mean, look, I get that, like, most bills don't go down like that, but that bill not only, well, at least one of them went down positively. The reps were even speaking at the committee hearing in favor of it, as well as it didn't get ITL'd. It actually went to I think it said something about what's the other one? Something
auto-pass.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it actually got
ITL
voted,
stands for inexpedient to legislate.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that one got voted ought to pass, and then it actually passed. So,
well, the commission just makes recommendations. It doesn't vote on you know, like, whether the bill should move forward or whatever, but they say they basically will tell the other committees, okay, here's what we think.
Yep.
And then they take that under advisement and make their decision based on that. One of my favorite moments, I think, from the original commission on studying cryptocurrency was when there was, like, one of the banking bureaucrats was sitting there testifying. I think it was the head of the commission asked the question of, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to the effect of, well, have there been any complaints? Because they were talking about, like, all the bad things that could happen.
Right.
Oh, these bad things with cryptocurrency. But we need to regulate and blah, blah, blah. Because, of course, the regulators want to regulate, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy said, well, have there been any complaints about cryptocurrency? And she had to answer, there had not been a single complaint in however many years.
Right, because her job, like, their job is to take complaints from
about
the public.
Banks and stuff.
Right, about banks and stuff.
And investments
and right, and there was not a single complaint.
Nope.
And here she was testifying against
and that
the bill.
One question just, like, completely took all the wind out of their sails, and you could tell it was over.
It really did.
With that one question.
Yeah.
So. And he's the guy that asked that question isn't a free stater. He's just, like, one of the Republican state.
I was going to say he's just one of the Republicans. Yeah, I was going to say he's just a Republican.
He happens to be the head of the Commerce Committee, so he does hear a lot of, you know, business-related bills and that sort of thing.
I actually have a picture of this guy in my mind because I was so shocked that, like, your just random rep would actually, like, say something, ask a question that was... Yeah, it was just that was an amazing. That was some of those were amazing hearings. I thought. I don't think I've been to any other hearing that was as interesting as that, other than maybe the New Hampshire independence hearing. But but that didn't go anywhere. I mean, that didn't go. I mean, well, I don't want to say it hasn't gone anywhere.
We didn't get what we wanted out of it.
Yeah, we didn't get an ought to pass. We got but it was also not unexpected. So.
What else can you share about this
news? Yeah, so Governor Sununu...
First, you don't secede. Try again.
I think it's... Yeah, I think it's interesting what Sununu had to say about this. Governor Sununu cited the rising use and acceptance of crypto, as well as the growth of distributed ledger and blockchain technologies, in his decision to establish the commission. Kind of what we've been saying for the last, I don't know, half a decade, right? According to the executive order, the crypto commission will have 180 days until August 8th to submit a report to officials within New Hampshire state government consisting of a review and investigation regarding the current status of the cryptocurrency and digital asset industry. It's such an interesting choice of words, too, like a digital asset industry. Like, I don't think of it as an industry. I think it's cryptocurrency, right? Like,
it's a huge industry. What are you talking about?
But I don't.
It's a $2 trillion industry.
Sure, but I don't think of it as, like, an industry in the same sense that I think of, like, the steelmaking industry.
Well, yeah,
right?
They don't,
like,
have a manufacturing facility.
Right,
or,
right.
You know.
Well, they do. That's kind of what the miners are.
Yeah, but there's not, like, a physical place where people come to work, per se.
Yeah.
Each miner does have a place where he has his machines.
Yeah, it's just it's kind a different of, thing to visualize.
Kind of, but it's
I
not.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, it's definitely it's definitely different. I mean, I don't know if we're putting into good words.
They
or
have decentralized organizations. We were talking about this the other night. Decentralized autonomous organizations is sort of like the new buzzword in the world of cryptocurrency. And I shouldn't say just buzzword. It's a real thing. I mean, they're organizations that exist now that do not have a CEO. They do not have a board of directors. They may have thousands of directors, people who have purchased basically stock, the equivalent of that, like these tokens. They buy these tokens, and that gives them voting power in this organization. They can make proposals about what the organization should do, and then the other rest of the people can vote on those proposals. And the thing is, there's no CEO or you know board to go and target with like a police raid.
Yeah.
There's no centralized bank account to shut down. They are completely untouchable.
It is interesting, though, because you may have trouble actually opening a bank account if you want to interface with the real world. Because
But they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, sure. If you could somehow manage to propagate money through the traditional system,
they're doing decentralized finance. They don't need to propagate through the traditional system.
Sure, I don't know what it is these decentralized organizations, are. I mean, obviously, they're not one thing.
They do a ton of different things.
Sure. But
one of them runs Shapeshift now, which used to be a centralized company.
Probably
Shapeshift was a centralized corporation that in the summer of 2021, Eric Voorhees, who's a Free Stater, by the way, Shapeshift was one of the first companies to allow people to take one type of crypto and send it to them, and then they send back a different type of crypto.
Mm-hmm.
They became regulated because they were a centralized corporation, and Eric, I don't think, ever wanted that, but that's ultimately what he had to do until now, where they figured out, oh, well, we can run this thing differently, and they decentralized the entire corporation. They're in the process of, like, closing the offices, firing all the employees, and giving the employees a bunch of these tokens that they have called the Fox token, and so everybody that worked for Shapeshift can still work for Shapeshift. It's just there's not some bookkeeper somewhere who's cutting them a paycheck at the end of the day.
Right.
And now anybody else who had the Fox token can vote on the things that Shapeshift does. So they've transitioned. I don't know if it's complete 100%, but they're like, you know, almost there
have
gotten rid of the old artifice of
the corporation. It's certainly interesting. I don't know if it can completely, you know, at this point replace a traditional corporation, but I certainly, or at least not every corporation, but
no,
I certainly think
it's not the ones that need a physical manufacturing plant.
Right, exactly. Like, how do you make that work, right?
There's more coming up.
It's mostly because of the legal system that we have that problem.
Yeah, that's true. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.